Luang Ung was 5 years old in 1975, part of a middle-class family in the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh when the Khmer Rouge took power. What followed was one of the worst episodes of genocide in human history, an estimated 2 million people killed in a country of only 7 million. Luang lost her father and mother and two sisters.
They asked for my father by his real name, so we knew we were in danger. My father talked to my mother and she started crying. One by one, he picked up my siblings in his arms and just held us. I was 7 years old and I did not want to believe it.
Educated urban dwellers, including Cambodia's physicians, scientists, and teachers, were executed with their families and dumped into mass graves. Those who weren't killed were starved.
Parts of my body were so emaciated that I could see the bones, the outlines of fingers and knuckles and cheekbones. I was skin in a big stomach.
Luang Ung finally escaped to a refugee camp in Thailand and then to America. It's a story familiar to Wausau's Hmong community, who fled the neighboring country of Laos for a new life in central Wisconsin.
We are all much stronger than we think. And whether it's Hmong or Cambodia or Vietnam, it's possible to reclaim your light.
A large turnout of the Hmong community is expected when Luang Ung speaks tonight at Wausau East High School. Her memoir, First They Killed My Father, was a national bestseller. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.